morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how he's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. As we do on occasion here at Lenawee County Mission and on this program, we'd like to take some time and get to know one of our residents a little better and how God's been impacting that resident's life. And so on this occasion, I have with me this morning Jeff, who's a Life Change member in Lenawee County Mission. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's a good day.
Yeah. Jeff, why don't you share with our listening audience a little bit about you know, how your life experience and your life history and your past kind of brought you to Lenawee County Mission.
Let's see. Pretty much, I've been an alcoholic since I've been a real young man. I had my first drunk when I was 8, and it just followed on through that. I was always a functioning alcoholic. My jobs never suffered because of it. All heaven knows they could have been probably better at what I did, but
right.
I worked hard to cover up the alcohol, and I've become very good at what I did, you know, in anything. Because I drank, I'd have to be better than most to get by. Been struggling with this a long time. Past 5 years have been with God. Learning more about him, getting in touch with him more, but then the alcoholism, it was kind of a battle. And my kids have seen this, and my daughter, Nicole, you know, it's like, Dad, we got to do something about this. And she found Lenawee County Mission. And she was trying to prod me into, you know, that. So I looked it up online, and before I knew it, I was calling here. Heaven knows I made lots of phone calls to get into here because I kept not showing up. But I've learned a lot since I've been here. You can feel God in the house, the spirit filled. And I think this is going to be the next and step in my journey.
Let me interrupt you. You mentioned that before you came to Lenawee County Mission, you were kind of like discovering God, and you wrestled with that for about 5 years or so prior to coming here. Can you expound on that a little bit? I mean, if you're still kind of engaged in your drinking and yet trying to get to know God, you know, how'd that dynamic actually look in your life?
I'd have periods of sobriety a year where things, when I was working, trying to be like God, learn more about him, it was good. Something would happen in life, you know, and it could be anything silly, you know, people, places, things, and I'd fall back into that drinking thinking I could control it again, and that never happens. And it usually put people in my life or a church in my life eventually that I'd come back out of the darkness and get some sobriety back in.
So it wasn't necessarily simultaneously. I mean, you weren't showing up at church drunk.
Oh yeah, sure I did.
Yeah.
I've always, you know, even when I was drinking, I tried to hang on to God.
Yeah. So somehow or another, you knew deep down inside that there was this missing link.
Oh yeah.
God was kind of pulling on the heartstrings there a little bit. Did you find or experience that maybe your alcoholism was or the bottle, if you want to, was kind of like your idol?
False
God.
Most definitely. And you know, I was working and living with my daughter and that, but I still had that big hole inside. And I knew deep down inside that God is the only one that can fill that hole, fill that void.
Well, share with our listening audience, you know, how Lenawee County Mission maybe has contributed to helping you discover God's fulfillment of that void during your time here in Lenawee County. You've been with us, what, 4 months maybe?
Three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you do some great teachings, and it's stuff I haven't heard before. And this house is just spirit-filled. I get to look at the men where they're struggling, even the fresh start. And that gives me hope. There's so many other people like me. And here, just the morning Bible study and meditation, it's something I'm going to have to carry on, you know, as I go. And I'm growing slowly but surely to the person I want to be. Then I got to try to hang on to that as I move on through this program.
So do you find some commonality, some overlap on maybe what we study in God's Word and how we live that out here in the mission? I mean, we had this little blue house has, 20 ragamuffins.
Yeah, it's all, we all have the same problems, I should say. Not just one specific one, but it's about turning life around. It's a hand up, you know. Being pulled back into the world, but not of the world. You know, there's a lot of things I want to change in life, and, you know, help other people change too. I give that sense of giving instead of receiving all the time.
Yeah, I think all of us would agree that the grace we receive from God is a gift from God, and if we've been genuinely touched, we kind of want to share that with some other people.
Well, here you feel the love, and that's from everybody. You know, it's when you get 20 people together, there's some tension, but you know, it's all been working out really well lately. Everybody's pulling together and helping out. Because we lost some people, which we're praying about, that they get the message and get back here.
Yeah, everybody's on that journey at different stages. And we say here at Lenawee County Mission, I mean, if we're going to take serious our life with God, and we're going to learn how to walk that life with God, this becomes a pretty good practice field.
Oh, yeah. It's taking a deep look at myself and seeing how much stuff I need to change, but knowing that I don't have to change it all today. It's going to take time. Little by little, I see things, and little by little I can change each one of them as they get pointed out to me and convicted of it. And it's a nice feeling to, I'm at ease here. This is most comfortable I've been in quite a few years.
Good, yeah. Well, that's encouraging. I'm glad you shared that, and I'm glad that we're able to partner with God in your life transformation. You say you've been here 3 months, so we've got a ways to go for that 1 year program. But I got to imagine you have a renewed hope, anyways. If you look down the road, whether it be just over the course of the next year or even life beyond Lenawee County Mission, life within Lenawee County Mission, how's that hope impacting your life?
I believe that I'm going to be able to help people more. I'll probably, I'm going to stay in touch with the mission and work with people as I can around here, because that's what they did for me. So it's going to have to be part of my life to stay connected too, so I don't forget what I am and who I am, you know, because I don't want to go back to that old way.
Yeah.
And I don't have to. That's the real bonus.
Great. Jeff, we usually, when I have these moments, I like to ask our resident if they might have a scripture they'd like to share with our listening audience. Do you have a fave that kind of jumps out? I'm sure you have several, but...
Oh, yeah. I definitely like Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, because it talks about love, his love for us. And there's a lot of gifts we can have, but we have to know that love and be able to give that love, because all the gifts are useless without it. So as we pass that on to others, you know, that's, he likes that. It makes him happy. It's like giving him glory and praise. And
amen. Amen. Well, thank you. I appreciate your presence here at Lenawee County Mission. I appreciate you sharing on this edition of Word Made Flesh. And may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Okay. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.